Welcome back to Critical Defiance, the podcast where we cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in America. I'm Niels, and joining me, as always, are Bobby Sox and Bill.
What's up, Critical Defiance listeners? We hope you're buckled up, because today we're diving headfirst into the swirling vortex of civil unrest that has had the nation buzzing. Or, depending on your newsfeed, totally ignoring.
That's right, Bobby. From the streets of Los Angeles, where anti-ICE sentiment is boiling over, to the No Kings protests that blanketed the country this weekend, it feels like America is once again trying to find its footing on a very shaky floor.
We saw protests erupting across the country, from San Antonio to New York City, Chicago to Atlanta, all following recent federal immigration raids that spurred outrage and, frankly, a lot of questions. As our friends at the BBC noted, thousands of troops and then U.S. Marines had been deployed to L.A. by this weekend, causing quite a ruckus with state politicians.
And if that wasn't enough, last Saturday, June 14th, marked not only the Army's 250th anniversary, complete with a very expensive, very lavish military parade in Washington, D.C., but also, coincidentally, President Trump's 79th birthday. And guess what else was happening?
The No Kings protests, organized by the 50-51 movement. That's 50 states, 50 protests, one movement. These demonstrations are a direct counter to what organizers are calling the authoritarian actions of the current administration. They're saying no thrones, no crowns, no kings, because, last we checked, America is not a monarchy.
It was a bold statement, and it happened everywhere except D.C., with a flagship march in Philadelphia instead. Organizers prepared for millions to take the streets, and they did, making it one of the largest single-day mobilizations in American history.
So, what does all this civil unrest mean for American freedom? How much control is too much? And when does a show of force become a show of authoritarianism? Today, we're going to unpack it all.
Yes, we are, Bobby. And before we start that unpacking, please accept our apologies. I know you were expecting another episode this week, but given everything that's happened over the last 7 days, we felt we should postpone that for a few, until we've had this unpacking and talked about everything that's going on in the country right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a necessary discussion, because it looks like the country is catching fire at the moment.
But don't worry, we do have our next Pride episode planned. We just pushed it out a week, because, yeah, the country does feel like it's on fire.
We'll be back next week with our gay heroes and our gay anti-heroes and all of that. Yeah, protests in L.A. that started last week and then came to a head during the No Kings rallies on Saturday. And those were largely peaceful. In fact, the No Kings rally itself was peaceful, regardless of what you hear from certain right-wing publications. And then today, Sunday, while we're recording or prepping to record, I started getting wind of the police in L.A., whipping out the rubber bullets and the tear gas and the stun grenades, because apparently they're really bored and thought it was time to assault some protesters.
Oh, God. This whole thing is so crazy. It's such a... Especially for my generation, I feel like... For everyone, it's crazy, but my generation specifically, I feel like we're all looking at this going like, we were the ones asking in school, how did the Nazi regime build up? How could anybody let that happen? And now we're watching similar things of how people are letting that happen.
For fuck's sake, we've got masked men on our streets ripping people out of their homes and making them disappear.
And I'm still, flabbergasted is even the right word, but I still cannot believe that we deployed U.S. Marines who are trained to kill against our own citizens. Against protesters.
Yeah, the first citizen they picked up was a veteran walking to a VA appointment who wasn't even part of the protest. History will remember that.
I'd like to take mild issue with my colleagues who stated that the country is on fire and that it is not good. The last time the country was on fire, we got civil rights legislation passed. We got voting rights legislation passed. It took a decade and a half, but we ended a useless and baseless war in Southeast Asia. The country burned and things got better. Sometimes you need the fire for purification.
That is why I admire the French and how they protest. But let's also just roll back to the fact with LA started and wasn't, at least from what I've seen, it wasn't violent. It wasn't a riot. There wasn't looting. There was high emotion because people are being picked up and taken. But we didn't really see the violence come to a head until the National Guard was called in, and then the Marines, and then we have the president saying things like the governor should be, what, taken out of office or fired or arrested?
Arrested for running. And then when asked what his crime was, he said running for governor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The media takes a lot of the blame in this. Because have protests in a three-block area, but the media goes for the money shot every fucking...
And that is what was happening in the beginning.
You got a monkey dancing on a burning Waymo. Oh, let's get this front page. Got a couple of protesters at police. It's front page.
Oh, it wasn't police. They were throwing them at ICE.
Can we go back to that monkey dancing on the Waymo? Am I the only one who noticed how hot that man was? Bobby Sox. Was it just me with the abs and the chest and the little mask? I was like, I want to take you home.
We're going to keep this Pride Month no matter what we say.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty much.
There were some, those people that were just throwing different objects at ICE vehicles. Some of them were pretty people.
Okay.
You throw shit.
Okay.
Pretty people being rebellious.
If this is where we're going. Oh. Let's go back to J6 and the shaman.
Oh, dear God.
For some people, okay?
It wasn't for me, but the shaman did a weird thing to me, and I guess we'll talk about
it.
I don't usually talk about this one, but now I've got a problem with the shaman because there's a Valknut on my back.
Okay? You told me that.
It's an old tradition. It's something that some of us picked up from the way it was done back in the day, and some of us chose to do it, some of us didn't. But it was about tradition. It wasn't really about anything other than tradition. It certainly wasn't about Nazism, anti-Semitism, or anything like that. And in the brief time from January 6th to now, that symbol has gotten so fucking perverted.
Exactly.
Starting with that man, that it is nothing but a Nazi image right now. It is a Nazi dog tag, and I'm looking at having mine removed or covered or whatever, because the culture has changed. They have once again stolen symbolism and made it Nazi. Except now it's the new Ameri-Nazi 2.0 version. And it's guys like QAnon Shaman, who, was pretty attractive in a sort of, he's so dopey he won't remember we slept together.
Yeah, animalistic.
And also pretty unattractive in he's so dopey he won't remember we slept together kind of way. So, there's that. Nothing else.
So I wasn't ready for where that conversation went, but so we're seeing a lot of shit at LA. I did also hear the National Guard was called to San Antonio, Texas.
Governor. A couple governors have activated the Guard.
There's a difference there, though. Governors who have the constitutional authority to activate the National Guard have done so. I'm not saying they're doing it for the right reasons. I'm not saying they're justified. I'm just saying at least they're doing this in the manner in which it's supposed to be done.
Yes. Yeah. I think some of them, in some cases, are doing it to signal to Trump that they're on his side. Especially down
especially
in Texas.
When,
what do you expect?
When they're calling the National Guard before any protests actually start.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we have seen protests across the country. There were No Kings protests everywhere. And what did you say, Niels? It was one of the biggest in American history?
It looks like once the final numbers come in, and today is Sunday when we're recording, so we're still waiting for all of that to come back. But it looks like once the final numbers come in, this will be one of the biggest single mobilizations in the history of this
Which
country.
Which is really surprised. Great and satisfying to know.
Yeah, but I hope it's just the beginning.
So do I. But something that makes me really happy about the numbers that actually showed for the No Kinks protest, have any of you seen the footage from the parade in D.C. and how almost none.
How sad and pathetic.
You know, there to watch it. And there's footage from like the whole.
It was sad and pathetic. And there were people injured, by the way. There were 30 injuries.
From what? One was
there. 30 injuries. There were 60 veterans detained for protesting it. Yeah, it went really well for him. There's some great memes already of sad Donald sitting there in the rain frowning on his birthday.
Oh, he did.
And you know what? He deserves
it. He does. And he did say any protests would be met with force. His words, not...
Yeah.
Even...
He's sliding down the slope of insanity, in my opinion. I don't even think the guy is mentally fit anymore.
I don't think he's been mentally fit for a while, but even footage of the whole, like, grounds they rented out for everybody to show up, there's unfortunately more than I would like, but also, you rented a whole field and shit and barely filled a quarter of it? And seeing footage from No Kinks protests, or pictures from No Kinks protests across the country and what D.C. was doing, and it's like... We did it.
It's pretty obvious what America wants. Yeah. It's pretty obvious where the heart of this country is. And it's in the things we were all raised with, not in history.
And if that didn't fucking...
It was a huge crowd. It was the biggest crowd ever.
It was the biggest crowd ever. It was bigger than anything Martin Luther King ever did. It was huge.
If that didn't
My hands are tiny.
Fucking kick his ego in the balls, I don't know what else will. But I guess we'll have to keep doing.
That's what I worry about, though. He just got mentally kicked in the nuts. And he's not a resilient person. He's not a strong person. And he's not a smart person. So what's the reaction going to be? Is he going to try and go for martial law? Is he going to try and go to put the National Guard in more cities? Is he going to try and extinguish more protests? Because if he does, he's going to start some really big, really scary shit on our soil.
Well, there was footage caught.
So I'm sitting back going, what's going to happen?
There was footage caught of him speaking backstage to one of his advisors saying how the people should be following him like the people follow in North Korea.
Yeah.
The man, given his psychological history, given his exorbitant ego, it's not going to be pretty. We all expected it was going to get uglier. Now we can probably rest assured that it will.
It is terrifying.
You know, I'm going to ask the big question. I got to ask the big question. Is this son of a bitch going to start a civil war by trying to use troops to control people who don't like his agenda?
If he can.
We're at the cusp of that.
It does feel like that. Especially because he's putting out orders that the military is not allowed to go against in his eyes.
Yeah, but that's my biggest fear right now, is that he's going to keep pushing that. And
this,
instead of serving the people, instead of doing what the public wants, he's going to try and tell them what they need, and it's not going to go
well. We have already seen how far he's willing to push the envelope in 2020.
Yep. And now it's a whole new ballgame. Now that we've got Trump 2.0, it's like everything has escalated almost exponentially.
We also need to just talk about the fact that really everybody needs to wake the fuck up from the delusion that we have a separation of powers, that we have checks and balances right now. Because it is, correct me if I'm wrong, but historically, other presidents have tried to call the military into shit and then are told by the general, no, that's a dumb idea.
Yeah, there have been multiple instances in U.S. history where presidents have tried to use the military inappropriately, and either they've been advised against it or been downright told no by the Secretary of Defense. The Secretary of Defense we have now is a whimpering simp for an idiot with an IQ of 73, so that's not going to save anybody.
Yeah, so now we have two branches that are most definitely more than in bed together, and... Unfortunately,
they probably share a makeup
room.
They
probably do. Probably have to crowd around the same mirror. But unfortunately, this is historic in watching the cornerstones of democracy be fucking demolished in front of us.
Eroded. Wrecking balled. And these people are outright saying that the president can't function if there are co-equal branches of government that have check and balance power. Whoa there.
I am proud of the U.S. as a country for the turnout everywhere for the No Kings protests. I do want to talk about that and highlight it for a while because was also raining in many places and there were still people coming out in droves. It was great to see. It makes me feel like there is hope for this country. And also, it's been a while since we've had protests where we know there are also Republicans in there. There's a difference now between MAGA cultists and Republicans. We all know that.
Yes.
But I almost want to call it a bipartisan national protest that happened because both sides.
It was almost because both sides did show. There was a strong showing from both sides. And we got to see who's a Republican and who's a MAGA cultist.
Now is the time to really search for your local officials, look into getting involved. If you're really upset with what ICE is doing across the country or in your neighborhood, protesting is very important. It's government by the people for the people. Get involved in your local government. You'll be able to help make change. And in most places, all it really takes to start getting involved is to show up at meetings.
Yeah. Whether it's town council meetings, city council meetings, county meetings, or party meetings, say Democratic Party meetings, there's all sorts of ways that you can get involved at the ground level to actually make change. Do it. The country is changing, and we need to seize control of that change.
Try to search out the protest organizers and leaders, because they'll probably be able to help you if you need any information about contacting your local offices.
It is my last best hope that this fire does not die out. Because when the fire dies out, we are lost. It is over. He has won.
Speaking of Pride Month, so how does this make you feel? Half of us here are on the other side of the gay fence, right? I'm gay. Bobby's non-binary. How does this make you feel, Bobby, when it comes to the fact that this is our month that this shit's going down in? I want to feel bad. I want to be like, oh, poor Pride. But I sort of feel like it's appropriate that we all go buck wild right now.
Yes.
I kind of like it, honestly. I don't think it's taking away from Pride because we all know we're under attack right now with this administration. And I think it's adding.
Oh, I don't think it's taking away from Pride. I think it's more they picked the wrong month.
It's amplifying the message.
Because when queers get mad, and we get loud and we do for filth with our protest signs. And now it feels like we have the country behind us, especially going to a No Kings protest, seeing Pride everywhere still. People aren't protesting and forgetting to include us right now, is what it feels like, honestly.
No, people are protesting and looking at us to lead the charge, which is kind of cool.
It's real cognitive dissonance, is what I'm thinking.
See, I don't have that dissonance. I'm reveling in the fact that people are coming together. I don't have dissonance. I have happiness. I'm straight up like, wow, okay, maybe we can do something here. Maybe we'll hit that magic number. Because when 3.5% of the population rises up against an idiot, that idiot falls. Historically, that's been the line.
I do love seeing how many people are getting together and pushing back. It's painful to see what is going on to the people who are getting taken by ICE. There are multiple sites offering legal aid to people who are being detained with no due process, which is happening everywhere right now. And getting their name and either birth date or age is significant for these networks and being able to get them help. If you are part of the skin tone that they are not going after, the best thing you could do is use that privilege to help.
All right, guys. So it's been a hell of a last 12 hours. It's been a hell of a Sunday night into Monday. And it's been an interesting Monday morning. In case you haven't realized that this is a weird two-part, two-segment episode. We started a conversation yesterday about what's going on in this country and the fact that it's basically catching fire. We ran into some technical difficulties overnight editing that episode, and quite honestly, we lost about two-thirds of what we recorded. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, because myself, Bobby Socks, and Bill woke up this morning and the situation had changed. I guess what we can do is call the second half of this episode Part 2, The Morning After. And pick it up there with our cups of coffee and our grumpy, slow, wakey vibes. And talk about what happened overnight and what's happening this morning. So who wants to take it?
I'll just say I woke up seeing that article calling for more deportations. And
well, Trump's a psychopath.
My first thought was, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Trump's a psychopath. Yeah. Basically, what happened is we had one of the largest turnouts of protests in U.S. history over the weekend against ICE and against his deportation program.
And against his parade.
Yes, and his response, therefore, last night was to ramp up the deportation program, let ICE know that he stood firmly behind them, and anybody who stood in their way would be prosecuted, and basically told them to target what they call sanctuary cities. This man basically wants to start a civil war in our country because he won't back down when the people he is supposed to be representing tell him no.
This man's ego got fucking broken when no one showed up to his little birthday party?
I think you're right. You saw the sad Trump memes that came out within minutes.
Yeah.
He makes sad Keanu look happy.
Yeah, it's like a Napoleon complex, but for a budding dictator, I don't know. Yeah, we bruised his ego so hard that he's like, all right, fuck y'all, I'm gonna do it more.
I think that's really what it is. The schoolyard bully is ramping up the pressure because he doesn't like the fact that people are telling him no.
And what we need to do now is say no louder and don't stop protesting now, if anything. Protest every goddamn day.
Now we need more people's voices raised. Now we need more people telling this guy that it's time to resign.
Yeah.
Because it's the only solution. And along with him should go J.D. Vance. Should go Pete Hegseth and Kristi Noem and Linda McMahon and RFK Jr. So we can hope, we can pray, we can dream. But in the meantime, the bully is escalating everything from the rhetoric to the bullying. You know, what do we do? What do we do, guys?
Well, see, the resignation is not going to accomplish what we would hope for.
No, because Vance is going to be worse.
And even if Vance was to resign, who do we have next?
My biggest hope right now is that we find out this election was fraudulent.
I do keep seeing whispers of that.
And wind up doing it over because there are so many anomalies. Now the recounts are starting in locations where literally no one voted for Kamala Harris magically, not one vote.
Yeah, that's not.
And that's a red flag, but it's a little too late, I think.
I think not only do people need to continue to protest, I think as a country, we do need to start looking at some of the tactics the French use. And I'm not talking extremes. I'm not talking about cars on fire and guillotines. That's not what I'm suggesting. The French will systematically shut things down. If there's a bus boycott, there will also be teachers not showing up at school. We need to protest in a way that we shut things down, make it impossible to ignore us. That's what I mean by looking at how the French do things.
You know, that's why things like general strikes work, but getting something like that to happen in this country is pretty much impossible.
He's got us so divided now. To unify that many people is just, it's a monumental task.
Yeah. It is a monumental task, but I also think the numbers that showed at the No Kings protests were also a monumental task that a lot of people thought this country would not be capable of, especially considering that there were both Republicans and Democrats at these protests. But as a country, we were able to do that. If there's that much anger and dissent at what's going on, I think if more people know. Like, the thing is, I think as a country, when people talk about, oh, we need to protest like the French or whatever, everybody's just like, guillotines, flaming brick. And we're not there yet because the French get shit done. The shit changes. We need to look at what they do outside of the violence.
Go way too aggressive and violent sometimes. Yeah, and you know what you said, outside of the violence.
Out of the violence. We need to, if as a country that many people could come together for no kings, I think there's enough people still pissed and still enraged that if they're just given the nudge in the right direction and shown more of what protesting and boycotting can do, we need to have more people remember exactly how much the Montgomery bus boycotts had an impact and things like that. And it's like, we need to be protesting in ways that we're shutting shit down.
Again, my fear is the further we go, the more he's going to escalate in his show of authoritarian brutality to try and control the general populace. Now, on the one hand, that's horrible. But on the other hand, if he does it, this country will bite back. No matter how it goes, it's not going to be pretty. Let's switch to something else, though. Overnight, they caught the suspect in the Minnesota shootings and assassinations. Found him crawling belly down in a field trying to hide from the cops. It's pretty much where he belongs, I think.
Yeah. So I heard he had a list of more targets. Did they find that?
They found the list in his car, which they found prior, and it was about 70 more targets. It seems, and no one's saying this, no one's coming out and saying this, but it seems like he pick and choose from Cash Patel's list from his book, and then added some locals.
Oh, great.
And what he did in this case was focus on people who were pro-choice, and also on the list were things like abortion providers, clinics. What's fucked up is, in that part of the right wing that the MAGA people live, there is a conspiracy theory that Tim Walz had this man activated to execute these people because they didn't vote the way he wanted them to in legislative session. And I am like, whoa, fuck me. Really? You guys are really going to go there? You're really going to make shit like this up? That's what they're all parroting right now. Tim Walz had them assassinated. This guy wasn't a Republican anti-abortion nut. No, he was an assassin for Tim Walz.
He was a sleeper cell?
Yeah. The shit these people believe, what is it with MAGA and the gullibility, man?
For me, it isn't even so much that they believe it. It's the speed with which they concoct it. It's like they got a little conspiracy factory tucked away in a bunker like ours.
Pretty much.
I think it's not even...
We spin out a podcast, they spin out a conspiracy.
Sometimes it feels like they're not even trying to make the conspiracies. It's just like whatever, I don't know, flavor of mental illness runs through them all, makes it so when one of them says something absolutely outlandish and ridiculous, the rest of them just go, oh yeah, that sounds right.
Some of the conspiracies I've seen on the right have been amazing. Like when the QAnon crowd was all waiting, I think it was in Dallas, for JFK to reappear. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, JFK was going to reappear. He was going to come out of hiding. He was going to declare Donald Trump the one true president under God.
That's interesting. A dyed-in-the-wool Democrat was going to declare Trump the one true president under God.
Yeah, and they waited there for almost a year. No, the things they come up with and the shit they believe is just, it's beyond. And let's talk about that for a minute. What other crazy stuff have you guys heard from the right lately? Why don't you start it off, Bobby Sox? What's going on in the schools with the transing of our children?
See, I was going to say, all the crazy shit that I hear from the right / MAGA cultists is always just so abysmally incorrect.
Johnny went to school and he came home without a penis.
So there's that one, which we talked about.
Prior episode.
Yeah, that's still...
Are you certain he had it with him when he left the house?
The MAGA cultists and a good chunk of the right also just still generally believe that being gay or queer is a choice. And sometimes I really just... Yes, I chose for society to cast me out.
I get a little mean with this one, because if it were a choice, I would still make the same choice. Just to piss you off. What about the other big myth that trans people just decide what gender they are in the morning when they wake up?
People who are gender fluid, it can be like that. The thing is, so I know some people will try futile attempts to teach some people on the right about different gender identities and sexualities. And what unfortunately ends up happening a lot is now we have these new conspiracy theories that are just wrong because we tried to teach you the difference between non-binary and gender fluid. And now you're out here telling me you're a fucking transgender attack helicopter who uses a litter box sometimes. And I'm like, that's...
Yeah, it's seriously.
It almost has the same flavor of, I don't know, all the people who just woke up one day and decided they have DID. And I'm like, whoa, man.
Yeah, the rarest psychological disorders in the world is a dissociative identity disorder. And thanks to TikTok, there's a whole generation that think they just have it.
Yeah, it do be like that. And I'm just like, can't all of you have just stuck with ADHD? At least right. That one's already
it's
common.
Mindfulness theater. What the fuck?
And like, I know healthcare in this country is abysmal, but you're going to make it fucking worse if you're just walking around being like, oh yeah, I'm a paranoid schizophrenic with DID with fucking... And I'm a furry, and I'm like, you gotta just stop. You gotta pick one mental illness and stop. And at this point, I'd prefer if you all picked furry. The
furries are gonna
fluid,
hate us,
but it is a trend, unfortunately, on TikTok. Even I feel like what we know about the furry community probably isn't even accurate anymore because it's just
not
a bunch of kids on TikTok.
You know,
I'm scared of Trump. I really am scared of Trump.
Yeah. Same.
Because he is vastly more ignorant than most of us give him credit for. Even those of us who cannot stand the man. The depths of the absence of knowledge in that mind. He said that during the Revolutionary War, they took out the airports. They what?
We
never put in the damn airports. What are you talking about? He doesn't understand. With the troops and military personnel and law enforcement personnel, they go through totally different training regimens. Yeah. The military, you shoot first, you ask questions later. In law enforcement, you want to de-escalate.
Or they're supposed to.
They're supposed to. And when you pair them up, what you're going to have... Ultimately, and it's inevitable, there's going to be miscommunication.
To speak to that, Bill, there's a huge lack of communication. If you look at what's coming back from sources in LA, they're telling us that the National Guard and the Marines are not coordinating with the local police or sheriffs.
Yeah.
They're basically just telling them, we'll be here doing this and moving on. And
the
coordination between LA sheriffs and LAPD is horrible right now to the point where they gas each other. So that's a whole other thing. Funny, though. I think they deserve it.
In 92, when the whole Rodney King thing was going on, they actually deployed Marines constitutionally. They did it constitutionally that time because things were getting really scary. L.A. literally was burning in large tracts at that time. There was a police incident where they had a tip about a domestic abuser at a specific location. Whether it was a SWAT team or what, I'm not certain. But the police had a Marine unit that they were coordinating with. As the police were preparing to move into the location, they turned around and asked one of their Marine counterparts, they said, cover me. Unfortunately, that has an entirely different meaning to a Marine than it does to a police officer. A police officer says, cover me, he means have your weapon ready. A Marine says, cover me, and this is exactly what happened. They opened, they say, sent hundreds of M16 rounds into the air. By some fucking miracle, nobody was hurt. But you can't just throw Marines and Mayberry RFD together to work as a unit.
We've got some shit waiting to happen. That's really, I think, where we're at. I think that's where we're all at, right? Is we're waiting to see what happens, and we know it's going to be bad.
Different missions. Different mindsets and disastrous outcomes.
And again, we got to talk about the fact that this president, because I hate calling him that because he sure as hell doesn't act like one. But this American president thinks it's appropriate to escalate and bully instead of listening to the American people. So we're going to have a problem, kids.
And it's just thinking about, we're past the 100-day mark. And I think all of us, as soon as he took office again, were prepared for, wow, we're going to be hearing some fucked up shit every day. There's going to be new shit. We had the whole fucking Elon drama, bromance, whatever the fuck you want to call that. And I won't lie, there were things that were said that were scaring me right from the beginning. But I think now we've all flipped to, like, what horrible, disgusting tragedy is going to be next.
Now it's on our streets.
It's like we got used to just hearing whatever bullshit Doge was doing that we were like, wow, that's terrifying. How do you do that? And then we watched them just absolutely disrespect President Zelensky. And we're like, wow, this is awful. This is not who we are.
While letting Kid Rock in the White House in a fucking clown suit. Come on.
Yeah.
They disrespect Zelensky for not wearing a suit.
I'm sorry.
Did you see what Kid Rock wore to the White House? Give me a fucking break.
But it's now we've taken this hard turn where all of the news we expect now is going to include a new number of people deported, a new number of people detained, a new number of people shot, killed, or hurt, a new number of law enforcement or Marines who are trying to not go where the president is saying because they know it's unconstitutional. We've gotten to a whole new level of every time the news comes out, we're all terrified. It's really hard because I want to not always be like, oh, it's just like the Holocaust. But are you fucking kidding me? People are being taken off the street, legitimately.
Country people are being taken off the street by masked men. It's mind-boggling.
You know, we're also at a point where, you know, as a queer person, I have the privilege of being white right now.
Yeah, but not until it's us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where I am legitimately considering, when I talk to people who I consider as friends, the thought is always in my head, if I need to hide, are you going to help me or are you going to rat me out?
It draws a stark dividing line among the people that we know.
Yeah, because now, you know, those like people that are like, oh, I don't get involved, I don't care about politics. First, both of those statements come from place of privilege, so shut the fuck up.
Yep. Second of all, they mean that you do not care about what's going on in your own fucking country and therefore should not have an opinion about it. I get mean with those people because if you're not involved, you are the problem. You are another expression of the problem.
Exactly.
So if you're going to tell me that you don't get involved in politics or you don't follow the news, then move to a country where you don't have to vote.
Yeah.
Did you forget for the people by the people? Just because you're not being hunted after by ICE, that doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to you. It's like what we talked about also in our previous episode, these anti-trans and anti-queer bills, they will eventually affect you.
Limits on healthcare are limits on healthcare, period.
Yeah, and people that are like, oh, I don't get involved, and I don't want the drama. I'm like, cool. Then you are also telling me you don't care about any of the people being detained with no due process. You don't care about any of the trans or queer people in this country who are terrified for their healthcare or for their lives right now. You don't care about any fucking women in this country at all. There's no middle ground. There's no, oh, I'm Switzerland. Bruh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and wake up.
Now is not the time for that shit. All right. Yeah. So if we were going to close out this week's weird little cobbled together episode, what would you guys like to go out on? Bobby, let's start with you. What's your last thought for today?
Don't let Trump ramping up his efforts stop you from fighting. Because that's what he wants. So keep fighting, keep protesting, keep calling your senators, keep calling your representatives. Don't let up. Let them know that we're serious as a country, that we are not going to let our neighbors be taken.
So what about you, Bill? What's your final thought for this week?
I thought after the last 4 years that culminated in January 6th, that I'd be, okay, I got through those 4 years. He's in again. As Bobby said, barely 100 days in. I'm like, maybe I won't. I don't know. This is far more evil than even January 6th. This is far more calculated, and he doesn't have the guardrails. I hate to use that cliche because it's been used since he first got elected. He really doesn't look at the people he has surrounded himself with. They're every bit as clueless, and in some cases, Stephen Miller comes to mind, every bit as evil. The only hope we have of stopping it is what happened on Saturday the 14th. It has to keep happening.
Yep.
It has to happen until he can no longer ignore it.
The evil is at our doorstep now. And we are becoming the enemy. So the choice is very simple. Do we want that to happen or not? If not, stand up.
If today's episode left you feeling a little heavy, next week we're lifting you up. Join us for Pride and Progress, the Queer Architects of a Better America. You won't want to miss it.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to rate, review, and share Critical Defiance with anyone who's ready to challenge the narratives and truly think critically.
Because the truth is out there, and so are people making America better. One defiant step at a time.
Till next time, stay critical, stay defiant, and keep fighting for freedom.